Okay, good. You take
Love
care of yourself.
Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Those who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in live and listen to today's show. Now, if you want to give your opinion or you have some type of comment about today's episode, just press the number 1 on your keypad and I will put you on the air. Whether you want to say something about the show or whether you just want to say hello to me, I don't mind. Call into the show right now. 516-531-9483. Now today's show is brought to you by today's sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0444. Now, and also, today's show is also being sponsored by myself, Frank Williams Realty. Hey, if you guys have any real estate needs, whether it's to sell, to buy, to lease, or to rent, whatever you have going on with real estate, I can help you with it. So call Frank Williams Realty at your earliest convenience, okay? And you guys can contact me through my show here at Blog Talk Radio. If you are listening online, there should be an icon there that says follow this show. Go ahead and click on that icon and set yourself up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis and through my show right there online. You can contact me through the show, and I will get back to you. Okay. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. And again, hey, thanks guys for tuning in. I know, you know, that, you know, this is the perfect opportunity for me because, you know, we're all supposed to be at home. We're all supposed to be chilling, right? We're all supposed to be, you know, praying for everyone that's not doing as well. All these folks who have the virus, may have the virus. And, you know, I just found out a great friend of mine has the virus. And just keep everybody in mind when you pray, whenever you pray, day or night, whatever you do, just keep everybody in mind because this stuff is serious, guys. It's serious. Okay? It's serious. And you may not believe it until it hits you or it hits someone that's close to you. But, you know, we don't want that. So we need to settle down and do what they're asking us to do, you know. You know, a lot of people are treating this as vacation time and they can get out there and still get out in the parks and barbecue and walk and do all this just because they don't have the symptoms and they don't feel bad. They're not having a fever. They're not having the symptoms of this, you know, virus. So they want to get out there and keep doing what they're doing. But, you know, it's not about you. It's about the whole state. It's about it's really about the entire human race, because this thing could, you know, wipe out. It's gonna wipe out a portion of the human race. You know, it's gonna wipe out a portion of the human race, and that may be why it was put in the air. I don't know that, you know, something is something, right? It is something. So again, guys, thanks for tuning in to the show. I see you guys are more people joining the show right now. Thank you guys for tuning in. Today's show is entitled "Don't Fall for the Stimulus Okie Doke." And you know, a lot of you old heads like me know what okie doke is, right? It's when somebody tell you something and they pull the wool over your eyes and you pull the wool off and it's something else, right? That's the okie doke. So we're going to have a talk with a tax professional, a tax accountant, a certified public accountant today that's going to be on the show as soon as they can. Once I get her in here, I know she's crazy busy, but once we get in on the show, we'll be able to pick her brain, right? We'll be able to pick her brain. And very, very knowledgeable. And a big sponsor of the show, a big follower of the show, and we're going to get her up online as soon as possible. Like I say, I know she's busy. I begged her to you know, scrape out a little time for us, and I hope you guys can, you know, may have a question or can find a question or thinking of a question, you know, a couple of things, you know, that I want to ask, you know, saying is, you know, I know she may not know, but when is this stimulus check coming? Okay. And then I want to know, do I need to go ahead, you know, do I need to go ahead and file for my taxes, you know, right now, my taxes from last year where I got my W-2 in the mail in January, you know, been ready to file my taxes because the deadline coming up soon, but they extended the deadline, so I'm going to chill. Should I do that? Okay. Do I need to file or do I need to chill on filing? Okay, now that's a couple of things I need to know, and what makes somebody not get the stimulus check? Okay, what'll make you not eligible for stimulus? Okay, a lot of people don't know this. All right, so those are the questions that we want to ask the tax professional. And actually, hey, we got her on the line right now. We do. We have her on the line. All right, guys. We're gonna bring in our certified public accountant and our tax professional, big sponsor of the show, and very knowledgeable tax accountant, our certified public accountant, Miss Laura Williams. Laura, you're live on the Frank Williams Show. How you doing?
Hello.
Hello. You're live on the Frank Williams Show. How you doing? Look like you're working from home.
Hey, Frank. Yes, I'm sorry. I have a noisy pup here. Let me get him out the room. And let me get a little quiet space here. I'm doing great. How are you, sir?
Hey, doing great. Thanks for being on the show, and thanks for letting us pick your brain a little bit about what's going on right now with taxes and everything. And I know you're busy. I'm very thankful for you to pull out a few minutes of your time to get on the show and talk with my listeners. And I hope they come in and ask you some questions. I have some questions of my own, but how are you and your family holding up in this crisis?
We are doing great. It's a very stressful time. My office is closed for physical clients. However, we are working remotely, and we actually one day a week go into the office for people who have challenges with technology. You know, not all of us understand about scanning and uploading and faxing. So we understand that. So we're working with our clients to make sure they get their taxes filed. So we are in an unusual situation. I mean, a situation we've never seen before. And ironically, the tax law changed in 2018, and a lot of people really did not file because they were just, nervous or anxious about the new tax law. You know, employers didn't withhold enough taxes, so a lot of people owed, so they didn't file. So it's kind of curious that they're picking those 2 years in order to do the stimulus. But I love the title of your show. You know, it's $1,200. So, you know, people, don't run out there and get yourself in. If you know you owe $5,000, I mean, you should file your taxes on time, okay? Number one, let me say that. This shouldn't be an issue. We need to file our taxes regardless if we're getting a refund or if we owe. You know, you can never go to jail for not paying your taxes, but they can lock you up for not filing your taxes. So, I mean, you need to file, and there's always options on how to pay if you don't have enough money. The IRS is not anyone that's going to come and just, you know, kick you out of your house. You can't go to jail, so it's really not a big deal. To be honest, if you can't pay the IRS, it's just a matter of you keeping in touch with them and you acknowledging that you owe and that you're going to do the best you can to pay them. And that's all they want you to do.
And a big thing out there, Laura, is that a lot of people think that, since they moved the deadline to July or whatever instead of April, now, I'm just not going to worry about it until July. I mean, I ain't going to worry about getting my taxes filed right now. I mean, IRS not open. Nobody's working right now. I ain't going to worry about it till July. I'll be okay until then. What do you have to say to those people who may have that mentality?
Well, I would say that, I mean, that is the wrong type of thinking. And you said something very important. The IRS is not open right now, and I don't know if people realize that. So all these stimulus payments that the government is talking about them sending out, how are they going to send them out when they're not even open? Their people are not there. So don't hold your breath on these stimulus payments, number one. If you did file taxes in 2018, you're fine. And if you have a direct deposit out there, you're fine. If you don't like the bank that your direct deposit is, I mean, if you close that bank account, you need to go ahead and file your 2019 and get your current bank information out there. I mean, these are some things that you can be doing now. I mean, you can just do your part, but don't hold your breath. Please don't think that in 3 weeks those stimulus checks will show up in your account. I guarantee you that they will not. So that's just a misnomer. I mean, the government is one thing, the IRS is another thing. They're two separate agencies. The IRS is actually a private agency. So all of this stuff that Trump is spitting out and the Congress is spitting out, they really don't control the IRS. So a lot of people don't realize that. So IRS is closed for at least 2 more weeks. So nothing is coming out of the IRS for at least 2 weeks. They don't even have anybody there to answer the phones to help people who need to file back taxes. I mean, some people need transcripts. Some people need a lot of information. Some people need to set up payment plans. They're closed. Just don't worry about it, folks. They're not doing any collections. I mean, letters that you may be getting, they're coming from computers. So the computers are still plugged in, apparently. But there is no one there to answer your calls. So
and then, you know, I'm sorry, Laura, but and then, you know, the people who work for the IRS, man, when they go back to work, they're going to be just swamped with calls, everything from all over the place. They're going to be working around the clock.
Yeah, I really don't understand why they can't set up a work from home situation for those guys. So, I mean, but they're not. And once again, the government is talking about all this stuff and they're talking about consult your CPA, your tax advisor. I mean, it's crazy. The information is changing every day. They don't know what they're doing. At first they said people on Social Security would automatically, you know, get the stimulus because people on Social Security don't have to file taxes if that's all they're living off of. Then they came back and said, oh, they need to file a return so they'll be in the system. That's ridiculous. They're in the system. They're on Social Security. I mean, you deposit their checks in their account every month. So then they came back just yesterday and said, okay, oh, yeah, by the way, you don't have to file a return if you're on Social Security. So I just think people need to calm down. It's a lot of misinformation out there. Just we're dealing with the government, guys. So, I mean, I don't trust them. You shouldn't trust them. I mean, you know, keep living your life, doing the best thing you can. Keep doing what you're supposed to do. You should file your taxes on time. You know, this July 15th is actually a blessing if you owe. They're giving you 3 months of time to get your money together to pay them on time without penalties or interest. I mean, we've never seen that before.
So that was going to be my next question is that, you know, if I owe the government, then, you know, I mean, if I owe the government in 2018, which is what they're basing this stimulus on, if I owe the government in 2018, I didn't file my taxes in 2018. Actually, I hadn't filed them since 2015. If I hadn't filed my taxes since 2015, and they want to look at 2018 to see if you filed in 2018, then, you know, you might be eligible for a stimulus check. But if I didn't file, I owe, you know, this. I mean, what is that stimulus check going to do for me?
Well, you need to file your 2018, period. I mean, if you want the stimulus check, if you want it that bad, file 2018. But what you're going to do is set yourself up. That's fine. They're not looking at whether or not people owe or not. If you owe, you will still get the stimulus check. So, you know, other times when you file your taxes, they apply money, but it's totally different this year. The only reason they're looking at your taxes is to determine if you get the full $1,200 if you're an adult or not. They're just looking at income levels. So they don't care if you owe or not. I mean, we're in a pandemic, so they're trying to help people out with their bills. But once again, by the time they send the checks out, I mean, hopefully the pandemic will be over and we will be going along with our regular lives. But if you haven't filed in several years, my advice is file your 2018 only. Don't go back and file all those years. It's not necessary. if your only purpose is to get the stimulus. Now, what you are going to do is, you know, create a situation when the IRS does go back to work, they see you file your 2018, then they will say, oh, by the way, we're missing your 16, 17, and 15. So they probably will ask for those returns once they get back. But for now, in order to be included in the stimulus package, that 2018 or 2019 needs to be filed.
Need to be filed. Wow. Hey, guys, I mean, this is some serious information. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. You can ask any question that you have, any question you have, any stimulus questions you might have. I don't recommend the stimulus questions. We're trying to get past that because that's kind of down the road. But as far as your taxes go, right now, I think you guys should be getting everything done. Okay, so Laura, people out there who own small businesses, and you know, if I own a small business and my small business is going, you know, in the drink right now because I can't do anything, I can't work. So what kind of recourse do I have as far as, because I filed my 2018 taxes, you know, my corporate taxes or whatever I did with you for my business, but you know, what kind of recourse am I going to get? A stimulus check? Am I going to, you know, can I, what's going to happen with me?
Okay, so right now, as of today, they opened up this, they call it the PPP program, which is the Payroll Protection Program. So right now, the only people that are eligible to get these small business loans are people who actually had employees, 500 or less, that paid a payroll. So if you had employees and you paid them via payroll, or if you issued 1099s, that you know, that's okay too. But you have to have your documentation. So, once again, all these folks with these businesses and they run stuff under the table, don't look to the government now trying to get any money because you're not. You have to have your documentation in order. So, right now,
Damn. That hurt me right there. That's me. I pay Ray Ray and Doug under the table. You know, I got two employees, but I hadn't been, you know, I just give them a little money when they make some money. You know, that hadn't been my
okay,
thing.
Okay, well.
Damn, I'm beat.
Well, you
I'm
know,
out.
You're done. Don't worry about it. Just, you know, leave it alone. But for people who are legitimate and have been paying their employees, you know, who actually file payroll reports on a regular basis, you are going to be eligible for up to 8 weeks of payroll. And, you know, your payroll, your utilities, your rent at your office.
Wow.
You could file these loans right now, and they're going to be considered a grant if you use that money to pay payroll, utilities, and your rent. It's not going
hey,
anywhere.
What about,
so, I mean.
Hey, what about like, you know what I've been worried about is, well, I've been worried about churches, you know, churches that you know, they aren't having service, they aren't getting the tithes that they usually get probably, and I mean, what kind of recourse do churches have?
Churches don't have a recourse. They're nonprofit organizations. They don't pay taxes anyway, so unless they were paying their employees, then they can apply for these same loans if they had employees that they were paying. But I mean, with the new tax law, churches have been in trouble anyway because a lot of people can't itemize anymore. So, I mean, it's good to tithe, but I've been concerned because people are now realizing that their tithes are not helping them on their taxes. So churches are nonprofit organizations, so that's a different story for small businesses that they are trying to protect now, or for-profit organizations with employees. They're trying to keep them able to pay their employees, so once this pandemic lifts, that everybody will still be intact and they can start business as usual. You know, if they're not paying their people, they're going to start trying to find other ways to make money, and they won't be available to resume business as normal once this pandemic is lifted.
Wow. So with the church, I mean, if I don't have any employees,
I don't do nonprofits. I'm sorry, I can't speak on that. You have to talk to somebody else about that. I only deal with for-profit organizations, so I'm sorry about that.
Okay, well, I was just thinking you were talking about them just a minute ago, so I was just trying to throw something in there. Just thinking about that. I mean, that's what I've been thinking about, the churches. But anyway, so 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. We have certified public accountant Laura Williams with the show, and she's talking about taxes and who needs to file and who's going to be. That's another thing. What would make me not eligible for that check? What will make me not eligible for that check? Everybody want this check. I mean, folks coming out the woodwork for this check. What would make me not eligible for the check?
Actually, people who are surviving off of SSI disability, you know, they are not required to file taxes. So right now, they are not eligible for the checks. And they say, you know, you get the $1,200 per adult and $500 per child, but the child has to be 16 or under. So if you have children in your, you know, college kids are left out of this whole thing. So you're not going to get any checks for your college kids. You're not going to get a check if you are a dependent on somebody's return. So a lot of people who have parents that, you know, if you claim your parents as a dependent, they won't get a check. So there's
wow.
A lot of people being left out of this stimulus. So, and people who don't have to file because they don't make enough money, they will not get a check. So,
wow.
Like right now in 2018, if you're single, they had the $12,000 standard deduction. So if you didn't make $12,000, it was no reason to file. But now I'm saying you need to go ahead and file if you made less than $12,000. Even if you're showing zero in taxes, if you want to get the stimulus, you need to go ahead and file a return.
Wow. So the people that are welfare dependent, you know, they get checks.
I'm sorry, they don't have any earned income, so no, they wouldn't file taxes. Welfare and child support payments aren't taxable, so they don't have any taxable income, so no, they would not be eligible for a check.
Wow.
Only if they had earned income, only if they had a W-2 or 1099, if they had a job, just like the earned income credit. So most of the people who
yeah,
are
so
welfare
if you're
recipients,
not, if you're not,
they
if
have
you're not
jobs.
Working.
I mean, most of them work. I mean, they understand the earned income tax credit, so they won't be left out. That's not really the population to be concerned about. The population to be concerned about is people who are on SSI disability, because that income is not taxable and they don't file taxes. So that's the group that's definitely getting left out of this stimulus.
Wow. Again, guys,
my advice is it's $1,200 per adult. You don't know when you're going to get it. If you haven't filed taxes in 100 years, my advice is don't start today. I mean, if the IRS hadn't called you asking for your return, today is not the day to start. I mean, you're going to open yourself up to a huge can of worms. You're going to open yourself up to all kind of interest and penalties for non-filing, you know, if you really did need to file in those back years. I mean, like the title of the show is, don't fall for the okey-doke, people. It's $1,200. How much money is that, okay? It's not a lot of money. I'm sorry. If you owe taxes for years and years and they haven't called you about it, you just need to lay under the radar. They only have 10 years to collect from you. There's a statute of limitations of 10 years. I mean, don't go back and file a freaking 2005 return. I mean, you're crazy. Just to get $1,200, just don't do it.
So I'm gonna spend $2,000 to get my taxes all caught up. I'm gonna spend $2,000 now to get my taxes all caught up, so I can get that stimulus check. And that stimulus check is gonna be $1,200. Man, that don't make sense.
Do the math. That's not smart. Right.
That's right.
Let's use some common sense.
That don't make sense.
Right.
516-531-9483 is the number to the show, guys. Again, there are a lot of people up on the show. Thank you guys for tuning in. This is excellent information that you can grab a hold of, and you can share with someone that you may know. Maybe you're sitting down at we only can sit with everybody we're sitting with right now to have dinner or whatever, but you can still share some of this information. And you can share it over the phone with someone that you may know that's been talking to you about stimulus and taxes and all this kind of stuff. Most people just don't know. We just don't know. And there are three things you need to have in your life. You need to have a great doctor. You need to have a great attorney. And you need to have a great accountant in your life. And that's what I have with with Miss Laura Williams and CPA on duty, a great proponent of the show, one of the sponsors of the show, and you guys need to touch base with her office if you need any type of tax work done, if you got any questions or whatever about taxes or accounting. Call her office, 770-732-0244. Again, that number is 770-732-0244. And again, now don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you, and so you can maybe get a small discount. Hey, think about this, guys. Think about this, and I know I've taken up a lot of Laura's time, but we appreciate her being on the show. And again, guys, think about what we're doing now. Think about what's happening. And with me, I always tell people I know a lot about a little, and I know a little about a lot. But I need to find out from someone who knows a lot about that situation so I can do the right thing, right? So you guys need to call her office and talk and find out if you're going in the right direction or not. Because the IRS is that one piece of government. I don't think they're a piece of government. But the IRS is that one piece of tax whatever out there that you don't want to mess with. If you owe them, just pay them and move on. They like the mafia. If you owe them, go ahead and pay them and move on, bro. It ain't worth breaking your finger or breaking your arm, breaking your leg or whatever. Just pay them and move on, okay? And you have a tax professional that's willing to help you all the way. So, Laura, you have any parting information you want to say, or do you guys have any questions? If you have any questions, just hit the number one now, because – we're just about out of time, but you go ahead and hit the number one now, and we'll get your question on the air. Laura, do you have anything you want to say towards the end here?
Yes, I mentioned that right now, if you have employees, you can apply for these small business loans that the SBA has, but you need to be careful. You need to apply for the loan specifically for COVID-19. Do not apply for the regular Small Business Association loan. Do not apply for their disaster loan. They have a special COVID-19 loan that's only two or three pages. Please don't apply for the wrong loan, because if you do, it's not going to be forgiven. If you apply for the COVID-19 loan, if you use the money for payroll, rent, and utilities, it's going to be turned into a grant, and you won't have to pay it back. And for self-employed people, April the 10th, you too will be eligible to apply for these loans, even if you don't have employees. So you just wait for that. You watch and follow. Go to the SBA website, Small Business Association website, on April the 10th. You will also be able to apply for a loan because you are sheltered in place. You're stuck in place. You can't go out and work. So they do have loans available for you guys, but right now it's only open up to people who have employees. But if you don't have employees, you too can get some type of assistance starting April 10th. So just, you know, stay tuned to that. And like I said, it's changing daily. So I do suggest that you seek, you know, consult with someone who, you know, your tax professional, whoever. You know, they're throwing that out there. Call your tax professional. They haven't given us any type of guidance on this. So bear with the tax professional community. I mean, we're trying to get up to speed as quickly as possible, and we do want to assist you guys so that you don't, you know, sign up for the wrong thing and end up owing a lot of money in a couple of years.
Again, guys, write this number down for CPA on duty, 770-732-0244. Again, that's 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Hey, Laura, thanks for all your help today. I know you were a great help to all my listeners who were listening in. I know they have questions, but hey, maybe they'll send me a question to ask you. But please come on the show again. Feel free to come on the show whenever you can, whenever you want to. We're always open for you. Hey, thanks a lot, and stay safe with your family.
Thanks, Frank. Take care. You too.
And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys, and I hope you're making all the right choices as far as staying home. All I can say is stay home, eat, grill, you know, make up some recipes for some cookies, you know, watch movies, get out in the yard. It's so much to do when you're at home. It's so many things that you can do. But hey, I'm chilling. I tell people all the time, yeah, I'm at home, and I'm supposed to be doing this and doing that, and I am doing this and doing that. But in the meantime, I'm frying fish tonight. I grilled burgers earlier, you know. I grilled last night. I grilled the night before. I'm grilling like crazy, you know. But it's helping us to deal with our families. Okay, it's helping everybody deal with their families, understand their families, spend more time with the family, and do that, guys. You got the opportunity right now to spend, a lot of time with your family. Love them. Love on them. Take care of them. And, hey, I'll see you guys hopefully tomorrow. Hopefully I'll see you guys tomorrow. And we'll have a good time. Okay? Hey, love you guys. Take care of yourselves. One other thing before I go. If you're home with your family and you start to feel bad, okay, you got the all the symptoms of the virus, okay, then your husband or your wife or whatever take you to the hospital, and they give you a test, and then a few days later they find out that you're positive for the virus. But you've been quarantined, you've been at home with your family for the last few days. Now, I guess your family is also open to it, right? So, all of you guys need to be quarantined. So, do you just stay home and quarantine together and keep doing the things you've been doing the whole time, just taking your medicine so you can get better off the COVID-19, sir? Yeah. Y'all tell me that. Is that the way it works? That's what I think. Take care, guys. It's Frank. I'm over. And I'm out. I'll see you. Me. Democracy, you wanna copy me? Watch like Monopoly, go copy some letters and property. AP, Rose, Pink Diamonds, Wool, whip up your soda, diamonds off the road. Watching me.
like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, curry chicken, call it stir fry. Take off from the bird, keep or let the bird fly. Why I started to take my prize, you a dead guy. Of course I gotta keep a watch out through my bird eye. No casket drop dead, fresh and I got dead guys. Don't discriminate, ball players coming all sides. Single roll, post move, or the pick and roll. They made the way we win that thing, we use a cheat code. Why you keep looking at me? I feel like we got static. It must be the paddock. Like it's blue cheese, I'm in that kitchen.
In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it.
Keep watching me.
Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry.